Last week was a pretty big one for our hometown giant, Microsoft. The company wants to get software developers to jump on board with Windows 10. It's not really a bad idea, given the problems it had with Windows 8. Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the online tech journal GeekWire, and he joins us once again. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
What's at stake for Microsoft with Windows 10?
Basically everything.
Okay.
If you look at Windows 8 in particular and the struggle that Microsoft had getting anybody to upgrade from Windows 7 to Windows 8, this is their chance to make good on that and to get people back on board with Windows at a time when there are competitive threats from everywhere, from mobile devices, from tablets, from smartphones, Apple, Google, Samsung, just all across the board. This is a huge release for Microsoft.
Just a little interstitial question. Did I miss Windows 9 somewhere?
No, they are skipping over Windows 9. And okay. I think the implicit message is that this thing is so much better, so much of an advance beyond Windows 8 that, hey, we just had to turn it up to 10. I think that's what they're saying.
Okay, so they're trying to lure developers to Windows 10. What would that look like?
The general idea is to get apps for Windows 10 and for Windows phones running Windows 10 on par with Android and iPhone apps. So in other words, when the big release comes out from the maker of Candy Crush, King, it's released on the same day. That, I think, would be a victory for Microsoft.
So they would say it's available on Apple, Android, and Windows.
Exactly.
I never hear that.
No, you'd never hear that today. It's just essentially a duopoly when you look at smartphones and tablets right now, which is really ironic, or at least shocking. If you look at Microsoft 10 years ago, they had a really strong presence in tablets early on. And so they need to catch up there.
So what are they doing to entice this app development?
So last week at Microsoft's Build conference in San Francisco, the company announced two programs that will allow developers of Android and iOS apps to essentially take the code that they've already created, put it into a magic box, as it were, and out the other side spits Windows code and code that can be compiled for Windows devices. And so that is the general idea, just to make it extremely streamlined and easy to generate Windows apps from the recipes of iOS and Android apps.
Why didn't they do that before? That sounds like a good idea.
It's no easy feat.
I see.
To do this type of thing, and it's something that takes quite a lot of work. It also takes some underlying work in the operating system to be able to support the resulting code. And Microsoft is making these apps work universally across a bunch of different devices on the Windows side. So the idea is that you create one app and it runs on Windows 10 on the desktop, it can run on Windows on the phone, and it can even run in HoloLens, which is the new holographic headset that Microsoft is coming out with.
I'm going to let you get a drink of water because you pulled up a cup. So while Todd pours water, I will tell you that you're listening to GeekWire editor Todd Bishop. And today we're talking about Microsoft. We're often talking about Apple, but this is our hometown that we want to deal with here. So you mentioned the HoloLens app.
Yes.
What is that exactly?
So this is a headset that you put on your head, obviously. And it's got a rectangular field of view. And the idea is that it places holograms in the environment around you. And Microsoft had previously shown a variety of different applications, such as a Skype application where you can actually let somebody guide you through things and draw on the scene in front of you. What they showed last week was new, and that was the idea of any app essentially running in a window on your wall. So literally Windows comes to your walls, and that was the new approach that they showed.
Now, I got to say, Google Glass is kind of high-tech and slick.
Right.
The HoloLens glass looks like something that the Mayer brothers wore when they were downhill skiing 30 years
yes.
ago. It's
yes.
a big, clunky. It ain't cool, Todd.
Yes. There was a fantastic image that somebody caught of all three key Microsoft executives wearing the thing. And the headline was, "This is Microsoft." it's a little dorky, but it's very cool to wear. I tried out an early prototype, and it's the kind of thing that you're not going to wear on the street like you would attempt to wear a Google Glass, Project Glass device, which has sort of gone by the wayside at this point. But if you could sit in your living room with this thing on, you might actually try it.
Now, who might be attracted to this besides you?
Yep. Gamers, people who could use things in business applications. The idea that you could have somebody essentially Skype into your HoloLens is very compelling. And I've actually experienced that, and it's pretty cool.
How important is it for Microsoft's future that this app development for Windows 10 happen?
It's very important. And it starts, I think, on the desktop, at least, on the desktop and tablets. I think Microsoft can hobble along if Windows Phone doesn't catch up in terms of apps. We've seen it do that so far for a few years. But if Microsoft starts to lose the core Windows app developers, the people who've been making these desktop apps for businesses and consumers over the years, it's in a lot of trouble.
Hobble along is not exactly the verb you want to use to describe one of the biggest corporations in our region. I'm talking tech with Todd Bishop. And when we talk about the future of the business, I know that Microsoft is trying to turn itself into the house cat as opposed to the lion that it has been in relationships with other software development companies.
It has, and that really is a result of a shift in focus. Microsoft is not focusing the effort to generate revenue on the traditional Windows. A big part of the company's focus is now on cloud computing and apps. And that is really the shift that you've seen. Microsoft is saying, okay, all of the apps that we make, Office and other apps, do not need to be exclusive to Windows. And, you know, that is really where they're starting to shift.
Now, so just briefly, there's a lot of speculation that Microsoft might buy a company, a San Francisco-based company called Salesforce. What is it and why does Microsoft want it?
Salesforce is a giant in the world of customer relationship management, CRM. You'll hear that buzz phrase. It's valued at upwards of $50 billion. This would be another key step in Microsoft becoming even more of a cloud computing giant.
They're already working in tandem as it is. How likely is this acquisition?
I would put odds at 50-50 at this point. Salesforce acknowledged that an unnamed company, or I should say, there were reports last week confirming that an unnamed company had approached Salesforce about an acquisition, and I think there's a decent chance that it could have been Microsoft.
Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the online tech journal GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Always great to have you here, Todd.
Thanks, Marcy.